Jeremy Bradley here, live in the air for Dreams Take Flight, Air Canada's wonderful initiative. We're heading back to Winnipeg now, and I'm going to try this, ready?
Okay.
The big Kahuna Matata. The big Kahuna Matata. You get it?
I'm just one of many people that volunteer.
Well, Bev Watson, thank you again so much for having us. Now, this is an incredible day because it's 140 kids that you've got this year.
Right.
And it's really, it's trip of a lifetime, really.
All it is for these kids. They would never, ever come if it wasn't for our program. This is our 24th year, so we're really excited. And next year, it's the 25th. We've taken over 3,000 kids down to Disney.
And it's not just Winnipeg, right? Because it's eight cities or no?
There's eight cities across Canada that do it. Actually, in 2 weeks, the Halifax chapter is going to come down with more kids. And 2 weeks after that, the Toronto chapter will be going down to Florida. And then we have a break till September, and then it starts Edmonton, Vancouver, Calgary, and go to Disneyland.
California,
and, yeah. Yeah, and California. And then Ottawa and Montreal come back down in the fall.
So how do kids or families get involved in something like this? Because I imagine there's so many deserving families that could be participating.
Yeah.
So what is the selection process? Is there criteria? How does it work?
Yeah, the children have to be between the ages of 6 and 12 and never been to a Disney park or be able to afford one in the near future. They have to pass a medical to ensure that they're in good health because it is a long day. Yeah. You know, they're at the airport at 3 and, you know, it is now, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock nearly. And so it is a long day. And with the beautiful weather we had today, that just zaps the kids out. As you can see, there's so many of them sleeping already.
This is like the quietest flight ever I've ever been on.
Oh, even going down was quiet. And yeah, now it's like they're songed because the sun just dried them right up.
Well, let's talk about going down there because it's quite an event. We had to stomp our feet to get the plane to go like that.
We did, you know, and even though we fueled it up, it just had to have that extra little push. And the flapping of the wings, hands.
That
you know,
helps us go a little bit faster,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
But no, there's also a big pillow fight. We've got a video on our website. Again, there's the pillow fight. There's ice cream. You got to have ice cream and breakfast.
Bars at 9 in the morning. Whoa.
You know, I was told Dave is a relative's friend, so a family friend. I found that out. My cousin said, "That's my friend Dave," when she saw the tweets. I'm like, "How? Really? What?"
Yeah.
So
it's a small world.
I was just going to say, you get that, right?
Yeah.
It's a small world. So the big Kahuna Matata, it's a small world. All these Disney references, it's really affecting us. It's been quite a day.
It has been.
Now I know that you can't pull this off without volunteers and contributions, and you've got
some wonderful volunteers and good corporate sponsors as well.
Well, let's name drop.
The Air Canada Foundation is our primary one. Bentley Canada,
every year, right?
Yeah, provide backpacks for all the kids. Crocs. We have Globo that are now providing runners and beautiful runners for the kids. You know, so it's really great. Larissa, who's with us, has dinners at the French Way for us. The proceeds going to Dreams. So, and we're having a great big fundraiser on September 30th this year. So,
check that out. And now, but everyday people can contribute and donate.
Yes, they can go to the website and there's our contact information there and donate. We gladly accept any money.
Because I have a story, as I was telling you just before we went on the air, that I got a tweet when we were on the ground at Disney World, and Michelle had said, "I'll donate $100 if you do a selfie eating a Mickey Mouse ice cream." And so I was like, there's an ice cream store right behind me. We're doing it. And she tweeted and she donated. So we love Michelle for that.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Michelle. You're wonderful.
What's the website then that people can check out if they want to donate?
Dreamstakeflight.ca and click on the Winnipeg chapter.
Any chapter, even across Canada, right?
Any chapter across Canada.
Yeah, it's a great deal. And again, we've got all the pictures and fun on our website as well, dreams.jbonair.com. And your flight crew, incredible, of course, right?
Yes, they are.
They're really dressed the part, too.
Oh, definitely. The green hair in the morning is just, woo!
You know, I still hear about the pictures that we did last year of me in the mini skirt, or Minnie Mouse skirt, not mini skirt. That's kind of an after dark flight that we're doing. But I think, we'll have to do some pictures again.
Definitely.
Yeah, they really make the day, it really sets the tone for the kids and everybody involved.
You know, the music when they come on and we're going there and when we landed, the music, and you know, it just leads into the whole great day.
They're blinking, they're flashing, they're everything on there.
Yeah, they are.
So again, it's dreamstakeflight.ca.
Correct.
And again, dreams.jbonair.com. Well, thanks so much again for having us, Bev. Appreciate it.
No problem.